Today is Ash Wednesday. It is written, the king of Nineveh arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Amazing. Kings of Nineveh, capital city of the Assyrian Empire, were known for their cruelty and brutality. But when God's prophet Jonah called on the king and his people to repent of their sins and plead for mercy from the true God of Israel, they repented. Our Lord Jesus called attention to this when he told the scribes and Pharisees they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. Now, since God's word led the heathen Ninevites to repent of their sins, you would think that the same thing would happen when the message of repentance was brought to the children of Israel, the Israelites, the chosen people of God. But when God's prophet Jeremiah brought the same message of repentance to Judah and Jerusalem, they did not repent. So we read in chapter 17 of the book of Jeremiah, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. It is engraved on the tablet of their heart. There was very little repentance among them. In spite of their rich heritage of God's gospel promises and God's protection throughout the years of their history, they did not repent. And so, speaking for God, Jeremiah says to them, "You, even yourself, shall let go of your heritage which I gave you." They let their heritage slip out of their hands. And so now God says to them, "I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know, for you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever." So this is the way God, through Jeremiah, told his people that they would be carried off to Babylon. But instead of repenting of their sins and finally turning to the Lord for help, they depended on themselves and their own devices to save themselves. And therefore, God's Holy Spirit put into Jeremiah's mouth this horrible curse. "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when God comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." What could be worse for an agricultural people than desert and wilderness and salt land where nothing can grow? A land that cannot support any population and therefore is uninhabited. It's similar to the place that Jesus described, certainly, as outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Or as the place that the Apostle Paul described as a place where God in flaming fire is taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. "These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." And of course, Jesus said it in very simple words, "He that does not believe will be condemned." Now, how are we reacting to this curse from God on those who trust in themselves and turn away from God? Do we not have to admit our own sins against our gracious God The many times we have shared in the sins of our nation and its people in their self-righteousness and their self-confidence, trusting in ourselves, well, that's a characteristic sin of Americans. Throughout the history, every day we hear a variation of this creed, self, self, self. Trust in yourself. Put yourself forward. We're the greatest. You can do whatever you set your mind to do. The next time you hear these words, think of this curse. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. But then, of course, I urge you to keep on reading in Jeremiah 17 to hear the blessing of God, not on a whole nation of people, but on individuals here and there who by God's grace repent of their sin and sit in ashes like the king of Nineveh. So here's the blessing that the Holy Spirit put into Jeremiah's mouth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Well, what does it mean to trust and hope in the Lord? The Bible is filled with assurances of God's love and salvation for trembling sinners who recognize their sin, beginning at Genesis 3:15, continuing on to John 3:16, and then Revelation 22:21. Over and over again, we hear of God's mercy to sinners, climaxing in the account of Christ's birth, life, suffering, death, and resurrection, which we concentrate on, especially in the season of Lent, which begins today. Now, God has given us all these promises so that we can hear them and put our trust in them. We sin, yes, we know that, but God forgives our sin through the work of Jesus Christ, especially his suffering and death, resurrection. Trust and hope in these promises, in this forgiveness, where does it come from? Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So if we want to gain a greater trust and hope in our Lord God, the thing for us to do is to hear the Word of God, particularly the Word that God has given us in the Scriptures concerning our sins and his promises of forgiveness through Christ. So if we want to avoid the desert, the wilderness, and the salt land, the outer darkness and the weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the flaming fire of everlasting destruction and the condemnation to unbelievers, then read, hear, listen, pay attention to God's word, and then by God's grace you will be a tree, a flourishing tree planted by the waters, and you will bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Amen. We sing hymn 705 in the Lutheran service book. Hymn 705.